I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and we've all heard it said that it is lonely at the top. Well, there is some truth in that because those at the top, those in authority, have certain responsibilities and obligations to those under them, and we really can't afford too many mistakes. So this week I'm talking about mistakes to avoid with your employees. Here's the next one: not recognizing employee achievements. In these days of constant change, downsizing, and increased worker uncertainty, finding ways to recognize your employees for the good that they do is more important than ever. The old one-minute manager mantra, catch people doing something right and tell them, is still one of the smartest habits you can cultivate as a manager. Sometimes a word of commendation from a manager means more to an employee than a raise. I think most of us managers want and intend to recognize good employees, but we just often let it fall between the cracks. I know that's too true for me at times. It's not that hard to do, and it reaps wonderful benefits. Something like a written note thanking an employee for a job well done can be really meaningful. Maybe a small reward, like a gift card for coffee or lunch, would be truly appreciated. Thanking people in group settings, this is very meaningful to employees. Too often I take it for granted that the people who work for me know how I feel about them, how much I appreciate them, and that may be true, but they still need to hear it from me pretty often. Well, I've given you 8 mistakes to avoid as you manage people. Let me repeat those mistakes. First, not giving adequate feedback, not making time for your employees, being too hands-off, being too friendly and buddy-buddy, failing to define the goals, hiring too quickly, not walking the talk, and not recognizing employee successes and achievements. No doubt, like me, you've already made some of these mistakes, but it's never too late to change and improve. I hope you found these helpful. Tomorrow, I want to share one example of what made Jesus the best leader ever. I believe it will inspire you. So please join me then. Our Zoom Bible studies continue every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. We have such a wonderful time in these Tuesday night studies, and we would love for you to join us. You'll find all the information of what we're studying now and how you can register at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.